Now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of November 1st. This week in 1965, police stopped a Rochester, New York Rolling Stones concert after only 7 minutes into the show when 3,000 fans stormed the stage. And it did get stopped three more times, in fact, and the Stones only ended up playing six songs before the concert was called off. The Dave Clark Five made the first of many appearances this week in 1964 on the Ed Sullivan Show. The first Beatles solo album, it was by George Harrison, called Wonderwall Music, released this week in 1968. Dion walked off the stage of the Ready, Steady, Go TV show in London. He complained that the go-go dancers were too distracting. Happened this week in 1963. George Harrison became the very first Beatle to tour solo when he performed here in Vancouver, British Columbia in 1974. The Beatles played a Royal Command performance for Queen Elizabeth in London, and it was at that show that John Lennon asked those in the expensive seats to rattle their jewelry while the others just applaud. Happened in 1963. The following year, in 64, Brenda Lee, Cilla Black, Cliff Richard, and the Bachelors also had a Royal Command performance for Britain's Queen Elizabeth in London, England. The Elvis Presley movie Girls, Girls, Girls had a worldwide premiere in Honolulu, Hawaii, where it was filmed this week in 1962. In 69, the Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil film debuted in San Francisco. The Who's Quadrophenia movie opened this week in 1979. The Last Waltz about the band opened this week in 1977. And another musical opening, Buddy the Buddy Holly story, opened on Broadway this week in 1990 and ran for 225 performances. This week in 1967, B.G. Robin Gibb was on a train that derailed near London, killing 49 people. Unfortunately, Robin Gibb survived. The announcer, Al Dvorin, who said Elvis has left the building at the end of the Minneapolis concert by the King, that actually did take place, and it was this week in 1971. Kenny Rogers and the First Edition made their national TV debut on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour this week in 1967. The musical Jersey Boys, the story of the Four Seasons, opened on Broadway this week in 2005. In 1988, John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival was cleared in court of charges that he plagiarized himself. His former record label thought that The Old Man Down the Road sounded too much like Run Through the Jungle. Elvis began filming the movie Wild in the Country this week in 1960. John Lennon flew from London to New York this week in 1971, never set foot back on British soil again, and died in New York in 1980. Eric Clapton was made a commander of the Order of the British Empire by Princess Anne this week in 2005. In 1984, Marvin Gaye Sr. was given 5 years probation for shooting his son Marvin Gaye. In the studio this week, Lauren Green recorded Ringo in 63. The Everly Brothers recorded Temptation in 1960. James Brown cut Please, Please, Please in 1955. The Beatles recorded Hello, Goodbye in 67. And Michelle in the studio this week in 1965. Gail Garnett cut We'll Sing in the Sunshine in 63. Jerry Reed recorded Amos Moses in 1969. Joe Tex cut Hold What You've Got in 64. Ferlin Husky recorded Gone this week in 1956. Connie Francis recorded My Happiness in 1958. Birthdays, the late Dan Peek from America, born this week in 1950. Keith Emerson from Emerson, Lake and Palmer, born this week, 1944. Whispering Bill Anderson is 83 this week. Barry Sadler, Sergeant Barry Sadler, born this week in 1940. Jay Black from Jay and the Americans is 82. Maxine Nightingale, 68. J.D. Souther from the Eagles is 75. Earl Speedo Carroll from the Cadillacs and later the Coasters, born this week in 1937. Lulu is 72. John Poole from the Tremolos is 79. Brian Poole, I should say, rather. John Barry, born this week in 1963. He did the instrumental arrangement and version of Goldfinger. Art Garfunkel is 79. Peter Noon from Herman's Hermit, 73. Ike Turner, born this week, 1931. Doug Somm from the Sir Douglas Quintet, born in 1941. Glenn Frey, born 1948. Mike Clifford is 77. P.J. Proby, 82. Ray Conniff, born in 1916. Johnny Rivers is 78. D. Clark, born in 1938. Who else have we got? Mary Travers from Peter, Paul, and Mary, born in 37. Joni Mitchell is 77. And Al Hurt, born this week in 1922. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of November 1st. I'm Michael Godin. Thank you for listening.
Treasure Island Oldies.